Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Let's turn over to Psalms chapter 37. I've been ministering all of this week about the Holy Spirit, and it came out a little differently than what I originally thought. You know, I'm a teacher, typically, and that's what I do. But this has been 3 out of 4 sessions so far have been all exhorting, just encouraging, taking something that is simple that people already know and just expounding on it, trying to motivate you, trying to get you to going. And tonight I'm going to minister something that'll be more teaching. But, you know, I just feel like that the Lord has been trying to get across this message that most of us are feeling like we need a new touch. We need more from God. We need more of this. We are pleading with God and beseeching God to move. And what we're missing is that when we got born again, Jesus Himself came and lived on the inside of us. When we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God gives us the power of heaven that comes and lives on the inside of us. And we're equipped. And we don't need something more. What we need is to get a revelation of what we have and to start using it. Some of those things are obvious, and again, they need to be taught on. But what I want to talk about tonight is probably the dominant way that God is going to give you direction. At least one of the dominant ways that you're going to receive direction from the Lord is just really simple. This is going to be so simple, what I say tonight, that some of you would have a tendency to just dismiss this and let it go. But, you know, I found out that God is a God of faith. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please Him. And God delights in doing things in subtle ways that it takes faith for you to perceive. If He wanted to, He could have come to this earth majestically. I mean, He could have, you know, flown a 747 down and landed it in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. That would have impressed people. He could have done all kinds of things, and yet He came meek and lowly. He was born to humble parents. It says that when we see Him, there is no beauty in Him that we should desire Him. When Jesus rose from the dead, He never appeared to a single non-believer. Most of us, I guarantee you, I wouldn't have appeared to Mary Magdalene, a demon-possessed woman who had been outcast. That wouldn't have been the first one I'd have appeared to. I'd have appeared to Pilate. I'd have shook his bed, woke him up, and I'd have said, Pilate, are your hands clean now? I'd have gone to those soldiers who blindfolded you and mocked you and said, prophesy if you're the Christ. I'd have appeared to them. And I said, would you like me to prophesy? Do you want to hear something? Man, I'd have made, those people would have been bowing their knees. They'd have been flat on their face. I'd have hovered over the city and have shown myself. And man, you'd have had hundreds of thousands of people believe. But that's not the nature of God. God, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. God could make a dog walk up and bark out your name and tell you everything that you need to know. He could have a bird sit on your shoulder and say, God loves you. He could write your name in every cloud that goes over. God could do all kinds of awesome things, but you know what? That is not going to happen very often. I've never had all of those supernatural, miraculous things happen. It doesn't happen that way to the majority of people because it pleases God for you to just trust Him. He gives you more than enough reason to trust Him. There's lots of reasons. From just creation, anybody with half a brain would recognize this didn't come out of slime. Creation is a tremendous testimony to the Lord. And then all of the ways that He speaks to you and the goodness and the things that He does. There's more than enough proof. But when it comes right down to it, God wants you to operate by faith. And so really, the dominant ways that God moves are subtle. Ways that you could miss, that you could just pass over. And I think that this is why a lot of people miss the direction of the Lord, because they are wanting an audible voice. They're wanting an angel to appear. They're wanting a flash of light. They're wanting a goosebump up and down your spine. They want 3 goosebumps to verify something. You know what? If you do those kind of things, it doesn't take much faith. And there are times that God has done miraculous things. But the dominant way He's going to speak to you is a way that means you have to really trust God. You have to believe God to perceive that this is the wisdom of God. And this is really simple right here, but if you'll listen, I think this will really help you. Psalms chapter 37, verse 1 says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." And verse 4 is what I was wanting to really focus your attention on. "Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." You know, this is a simple passage of Scripture, but this is profound, and this is one of the dominant things that I use to be led by the Lord. If you delight yourself in the Lord, and I could spend more time on this than what I'm going to do tonight, but delight, just, you could relate it to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, where it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." Delighting in the Lord just means that God is first in your life. That you love God. That you're sincerely putting God first. That you love God. You love the things of God more than you love the things of this world. You're more excited about God than you are about sports. You're more excited about God than you are your career. You're more excited about God than you are your family. You're more excited about God than you are yourself. When you delight yourself in the Lord, this says He will give you the desires of your heart. And this does not mean, I don't believe that this means that God is just going to give you anything that you want. There's people that will use this to say, "Man, I really want this brand new car, and God said He'd give me the desires of my heart." This doesn't mean that He'll just give you anything that you want, because some of you want a new wife or a new husband. And that's contrary to what God's Word says. This doesn't mean that He's just going to satisfy your lust and that whatever you want, God's going to give it to you. But what this is saying is that when you put God first in your life, when you really commit yourself to God and love God more than you love yourself or anything else, God changes your desires. He puts His desires in your heart. God gives you the desires, His desires in your heart is what this is talking about. And I believe that everybody, if you just be honest and reflect, when you first got really born again, when you got turned on to the Lord, there was instantly change in your desires. There was some of you that before that time just loved to go out and booze it up or do drugs or adultery or something else. And God changes your heart. He changes the desires of your heart. When you give your life to the Lord, God starts changing you. You get changed on the inside and your desires change. And the more you seek the Lord and the more you seek after the Lord, the more your desires conform to God. Now, if that be true, which it is, then that means that if you are truly seeking God and if you are putting God first, then you can do whatever you want to do because your want to has been changed. I've actually tricked some people before when I was trying to lead them to salvation. And they were saying, "I just don't know that I could give up sex or give up this or give up that, or I just don't think I could do it." And I've told people before, I said, "I tell you what, let's just pray and make Jesus Lord and say you're willing to. And then after you pray, you can just do whatever you want to." And what they think, "Oh, great deal." But what they don't know is that when they truly make Jesus Lord, He's going to change that desire and they aren't going to want to do all of this stuff. So I'm tricking them. Amen. But God will change your want to. God will change your desires. And so this is one of the ways that you discern the leadership of the Lord. Now, this is a huge point right here. It's all conditional on are you delighting yourself in the Lord. If you are not a committed Christian, if you aren't truly seeking God, genuinely seeking God, if you're only using God to get you something, if you are serving God out of a sense of debt or obligation, but if God isn't first in your life, and I'm not saying you're doing it perfectly, none of us are perfectly seeking after God, but if it isn't a sincere, genuine desire to put God first, if you aren't delighting yourself in the Lord, you can't go by the desires of your heart. Because there are some evil desires in that heart. You know, the church that I was brought up in used to say that if you want to know what God's will for your life is, take whatever you want to do and do the opposite, and that's God. And you know, that's true if you are a carnal Christian that isn't seeking God and doesn't have the influence of God working in your life. Because the human nature is enmity against God. That means it's an enemy. It just, you on your natural self are going to be against what God wants you to do. But that is a wrong statement if you grow into a mature Christian. And if you begin to seek God, and if you truly put God first in your life, then you know what? God changes your desires. And the desires that are in your heart is a valid way of being led by God. You know, I've used this already this week, talking about Bible school. There's some people that say, oh, I just want to go to Bible school. I really want to go, but I'm not sure it's God. And I tell them all the time, do you think that the devil would put the desire in your heart to go to Bible school, sit under the Word 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for 2 or 3 years? Is this the way that the devil leads you? Is this human nature to want to give up career, family, your nice house, your dogs and stuff and come and sit in under the Word? This isn't human nature. If you have a desire to go to Bible college, guess why you've got it? Because you've been delighting yourself in God, and God is speaking to you. And I think that we often just overlook these desires because we have in the past known that our desires have been wrong and that we've had so many carnal desires, we're automatically skeptical and we just instantly doubt this. But when you start having a desire in your heart, here's what I do. When I have a desire in my heart, I go back to this verse and I say, Father, you know, am I really delighting myself in you? Am I really putting you first?
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who are partners with us and helping us to get the gospel truth out. You know, we now reach over 60 million homes in the U.S. and 160 million homes outside of the U.S. And I tell you, I'm excited. People's lives are being changed. But there's much more to do. And those of you who have benefited from this program and yet have never become a regular partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about doing so. There are millions and millions of people that we need to reach with this gospel truth, and we can't do it without you. So I ask you to pray about it, and then as God directs you, become a regular partner with Andrew Womack Ministries.